Okay, was der nicht mehr Savi Murray hat mich so fit, das ist der nicht mehr Daniel Schäde, was ihr schon fahrt. Okay, we're in the Beta Mitzorim Shirim Packet Gimel. So the last thing we were doing was the pre-Megadim on page 8. We said that if a person has a parnasa, he's an och, usually. He's a musician. So, Shalom Aleichem HaRav Aaron.
Come show them. You can show them around.
If a person's a musician and he needs parnasa, so he's an och. So he could perform. It's not a simcha. So he's talking about also that a person is say joined by a mitzvah, and the goyim want to hire him. Yisrael part is also Yisrael, but any Yisrael. It's not any struggle with race of stocks. You will get a parnassa shari vada. Wow. There was, is the person was hired, the person was hired to perform, say, at a musical in a non-Jewish based mishnah during the 3 weeks. And this is Parnassim. Yerukidei Parnassim Shari Vade. Well, because who's to get hired? It's not going to be Israel. So that's a big chiddush. In other words, even though he's in the base Mishnah, you would say, what business does he have being in the base Mishnah of Goyim? He's saying, even though it's a base Mishnah Shalakum, he's still allowing to perform there. He's allowing to perform to make parnassah. Okay, so let's look now in the Maram Shik at page 9. Says the Maram Shik on page 9. On page 10 now, page 10 and then page 11. Let's take a look. Let's see the truth of the Maharam Shik. Azoy. He says, the Rashi the Shashalani, third line, because men of Allah, Chavis Daiti, the Indian of Shadishal Bechad, Shachar Uman Bavor Yotze Chalots of Lubandam, Chachmas Hamuzik. Page 11. Because he hired him to teach him music. So he hired this man to teach his kids music, music lessons. Baini, baini, mesa ima. Brochim was abel al ima. So these kids were supposed to get the music lessons, unfortunately, lost their mother. So could they continue with the lessons? So he says, there was a Yud Beis Chodesh, it's a long time. So do they have to stop the lessons or could they continue?
Also, Ovel b'chol b'nei simcha kol b'imes chodesh of Ovi v'imo.
So we know that the halacha is for Ovi v'imo is also called Minei Simcha, the whole Yud Beis Chodesh.
Also, the Leila the base shall be Mutei Chosav Kala.
And you can't go to a place where the for Chasana with his music of Chosav Kala, you know, type of music.
Hashol Omer Sheyuchu Lasak Bemuzik.
Whereas he made a deal with that they have to take these, they're paying, in other words, he's contracted him to teach them for the year. So he has to pay whether they take the lessons or they don't take the lessons. I guess that was the deal. And now they lost their mother, so maybe at least he can teach them music that's not so sympathetic or something like that.
In other
words, you know, there's some music that is more or b'chi, you know, that's not sympathetic music. So far, that music for sure should be okay.
Koksiv, Lamdena bin Hosein Nehi, Osmana Churban Koi, while Dover Rachel Shahum lo Yuba, the Mohammed El Binahim
is elsewhere. But it's not Mustabra that he's only going to teach them that music for the whole year. He's going to teach them, you know, Hesped music, things like that. You should know, in the old days, Hesped was a nigger. You know, in America, Hespedim became our speeches. But in Europe, Rav David Lifshitz, that's all, he was a European Rav. He gave a Hesped, it was a nigger. It was a nigger with content to it. But it wasn't a speech that you're just saying things. You know, but he gave most of you probably never heard a Hesped with the nigger of the Hesped like Rav David Lifshitz used to give. But that was today Hesped, I told you, became just like speeches, good speeches, whatever they are, speeches. But your European Rav like Rav David Lifshitz would give a Hesped the nigger of the Hesped. So he says also maybe he can teach them the nigger of the Hesped. Maram Shik says, but it's not Mustafa for the whole year. That's all they're going to do. This has, you know, is morbid has paid them. You know, these kids lost their mother. They're paying for the music lessons, and they paid. So if they don't take the advantage of the lessons, they're going to lose the money. So it's a big hefset.
From Mikomoka Medina, he has a loma, and had also simcha in Udafka, you mechul in the simcha.
But simcha means you mechav in the simcha. Whereas, of a lomit umdus mavadoso, but if you're learning a trade, right? Say there was, why are they learning this music? They're learning this music to learn a trade, that they can to perform and can make a parnasa from it. So whenever you're involved in the, you're not involved just for the sake of simcha, so you tore it into umnus. So you're only mechaving to pick up the, you know, practice of how to do it. You know, music is an umnus also. That's where you want to make a parnasa from. It's a davar she'enu mischaving. You're not mechaving for the music. You're not mechaving for the simcha. Psikreishin nira de lo havi. Lo mi by the sfaras haran.
Mechem milsa de bahano lo shayach psikreishin. I feel you. He's saying it's not the Domshayna was coming.
That's what he's saying. And I'm coming to the music.
I'm coming to the music.
So But maybe not, because maybe somebody just, the Gemara says you can't go to a chuppah. You know, people, if the chuppah is playing Mizbutei Chassid V'Kal, then you're an over. So the question is, well, why don't you just say he's not Mechavi, he just wants to be at the chuppah? Is he really being Mechavi for the Simcha of the Mizbutei Chassid V'Kal? He knows the, he would go to be at the at his friend's wedding, whether there was no music or there was music. It's not that he's going there for the simcha. He's going there because it's his friend. He wants to, and the fact that there's music, but he's not mechavim to the music. But yet the Shulchan Aruch says he still can't go. He still can't go. He says, L'chorach, Kol Simon Shun Tzadi Aleph Neged Zeh. There was this idea to say that it's only if you mechavim the simcha, the music is aser, seems to be against the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Tzadi Aleph says you can't go to a chuppah if there's mizmutei chasen v'kala. Some near the gevur the field, but even though you're not mechaving the simcha with the music, you're happy that your friend got married. But the fact that there's music is irrelevant. You're not there for the music.
What is the problem? I learning.
So what? That's not the yeah, but that's not that's a question whether there's going to be a Shiloh Marasai and this and that. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about is the taka an isser of listening to music. And so we saw the Prima Gadim says that if you're this is your parnasa, you can even go during the 3 weeks and play in a base mishnah of goyim because you're not mechavim for the music. So he says, so, but if that's the case, so why can't you go to a chasana just for the chuppah to hear the, and you're there for the chuppah, there's music, but you're not mechavi for the music, but yet still awesome. So he says something similar to you, that he says that it's a bizarre for the base. Everyone knows this guy is an oval, and no one knows for sure is he mechavi the simcha, so I guess they can animal kafschus and say he's not, but it just it seems like a bizarre hames to be there. Baroah, someone to, sort of like you say, sort of maybe someone some type of marsai like you were saying. Baroah sovid the mechavi the simcha. Person's watching, say, hey, this guy I know he just got up from shiva 2 weeks ago. He can be on the base.
Rabbanos chayovim gam kim chor avim v'imo. Kim lachar misa. Kim gam ridol halal nikol amei b'da shomei yishma v'yodin diyotze chalotzov shal ameis inim choshim al kvod imam. Shemesa.
You say the same thing? That these people who are taking the lessons are not mechavim for the covenant of their deceased.
G'day adover. Hey, buchol chor midime. A prima godem, the chisel and rush on ball umnos, a music, Lagana is a goyim, the Meshkosh, the Elak, and Maha Tishbom, the Hida Hitisham, which is a Chayem, Vernosa, Mushum, Novishanum Ham Lohiter, Kinakanam, Kinir, the Lo Sagi Heter, the Shainam is having.
So he says, for the prima godem, you see that it's not just good enough that you ate a Machavi, because the only Heter the prima godem gave is Mishum Parnosa. Not everything is Mutter Mishum Parnosa. So it's not like everything goes Mishum Parnosa. But since it's Mishum Parnasa, so it's clear that he's a musician. In other words, a person is a musician. He plays in chasnas. Everyone knows he's a famous musician. He lost a parent. So what are you going to tell him not to play? So it's not a bizarre for them because everyone knows he's a professional. Everyone knows he's getting paid. Everyone knows that's his Parnasa. Everyone knows he needs to eat. So it's not a bizarre for somebody who is a musician, professional musician who goes to chasanas, not to enjoy chasanas, but to you know, for panasa. So that's why the Bamaram Shik says that's why the Prima Gadol was Mako, because there's no Bizayin Hamesia, because it's known that he's just not doing it Merevach, he's doing it for panasa. This is his panasa. But not because, but you can't just say I'm going here and I'm not mechavi the simcha. That doesn't work. Even though he says maybe it's not a psik reishi, it doesn't work because it's just the gnai to the nifter.
A
double drabbanon is mutter b'makom hefset. Just like it's mutter b'makom mitzvah. It's mutter b'makom hefset. B'dam b'makom seida b'makom mitzvah b'shem b'mitzvah hu shalol la'abed b'mon Yisrael.
To lose money is a mitzvah. You shouldn't lose money. Became the Yerodea should study the Aleph. Now he teaches a makom mitzvah. Hey, the Efsha a simcha a mitzvah. The other mutter leilach a simcha. He don't do the hard. I'm giving makom seder. Because it says that. Because he says the makom mitzvah
has heterim, and the makom seder has heterim.
So,
he can go to the chuppah. He's going to a simcha, so he can go. Because it's a makom mitzvah. But if there's mamish music there, then there's no heter, because then that's a bizayon hamix. That's a bizayon hamix.
The damnul divrei api begadim hanal, but we don't hanal. She called him in a musa direction. Shach tzadis. Lo lefarsin etzatzlo. Mizeh adam by sur ikid. The amru shash karav bezmikas goes to pasal shalom again kishir. Come in kishu asim. Can get him bombim have the ibud bavur. Gam averim ke gam nevadi yef shalom and yem mutter mishum hefsid mamon. Adonai b'lom nivrika beiz averis.
Wow. See, Baram Shik held
that to learn music
if you do it because this is going to be your parnasa, why are you taking music lessons? If you're taking music lessons because this is going to be a parnasa, then you can have the music lessons through the youth based chodesh. But if it's not going to be a parnasa,
he says, "Rak shachzon is v'lo lefarnes es atzmo." The adrabai yisur yikin,
because he holds to learn this book that there's an iser of klizemer achar achor. Right, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. We have to try to figure out, like Willow wants to point out, what's the heter? What's the heter today? People go to concerts all the time. What's the heter? It's an usher. Please, Zamra is also Zechel Chorma. So we have to figure out what's the heter. But he's saying that if even though they pay for the music lessons, and then they lost their parents, they have to lose the money. Because even though it might be listen to Rabbanan to listen to music, and listen to Rabbanan to mutter b'makom hefsed, but
that's only if it's there's a parnasa involved.
When you do the music lessons to learn the parnasa, so then it can be mutter. But if you're not, it's not going to be a parnasa. Said he thinks. He said, thinks that it should be us. Okay, now, in other words, you don't just say there's a heter.
From hefsed mamah, but you don't say it's mutter from hefsed mamah. Because
because the music is not, and then Zeicher Chorban, so he doesn't want to give a heter, Maram Shik. The only heter he will give, the only heter of the Maram Shik, is if it's the Tzark Parnassa. So the Tzark Parnassa, so then he will be maker. But if not the Tzark Parnassa, then he's not willing to be maker. Yeah, he would. And yeah, I mean, what kind of music is it? Let me see. Let's see. If you look in the take a look at the Shudbar Shach on page 12 to 13. Shudbar Shach on Chelik Beis Simin Kuf Kaf Hey. That's on page 13. He has a machlokis with his friend. Photograph. They have a photograph for a kli atzmi menaki psukim b'mizmor. You turn on a device. Plays music. So he says that his friend said, "Haveiro toei chesh b'zeh isur b'tzad mashem uver mogad avram b'shem maril asurik melech kikinor." Says that it's not right. Achein hu modeh mimeleches al shum simcha shum koshish shemdu shem kli kazu. Says whenever there's going to be any music from any type of device, he won't go. The simplest mitzvah shaper dom. And the other fellow said, "No, it's a simplest mitzvah." Or you feel the oracle member how can become more than little no belief which feels that as soon as mitzvah who he might give. He says, "Is a simplest mitzvah." Even that to be clear, kazu efshe listom oznov. What says the chutz? So he wants to know, what do you say, Marshak, about this question? Are you allowed to listen or no? So look what he writes. Ulaik vote, he said, "It has not been you who asked me the question. Oisi meishiv al shema kazu, mishum de'ein zedoma l'shema b'chukot Shabbos v'yotiv of the velus of treifus of the shatnas of beribus." See, Moshe Shaila is a very cut and dry. See, the asur and mutter, the asura asur l'kol, the muteris muteris l'kol. You know, the shatnas is either asur, it's shatnas for you, for me, for everybody, or it's not shatnas. This question about music maybe is much more subjective than other areas of halacha. He says sometimes it can be aser. That wow. In other words, it depends what's your kavana. You have to realize one thing when you look at this Shuvah's Marashad. Marashad was a Talmud of the Maram Shik. So when we're learning this Shuvah, thinking back about Maram Shik, because Maram Shik was very mach. He said that music you know, is us. Eshek says, in an easy way, I've gone Maratza, I've gone to Tazon, I've saved Shomira, I'm going to go to Mizitzhov, but that's the main suspect. The Bush Bukhach, Bishan Fusim, Bishmatu is going well on that foot. Yep. Shiksu had the Dalman Miriam Arab of Moshe, or Shapirish with Isha. Kim Shiskim is going to be a role of Arab of Miriam. They were speaking Lashon Hara, that Moshe had made, who does he think he is? Is Horishman Aisha. Tends to be Dirk's other brother, Lay of the Tikkun, so Ped Hiskin was Brokho. Tends to be a move on the part of Sofkin, Hiskin. How did it? Because Brokho was masking for what he did, so why did he speak Lashon Hara? So he says, Dirk here, I'm going to call the Chanel, I'm going to call the name Yonim Ka'elu, is coming to Rachel Lavodis Hashem. He is Sadish of Horishman Aisha Shlem Shabai. It's Sadish Edo Persh, but he should not get the Shem Shemaim. Hey, Derek Shabor, Lord Sadi, go shoot the Shem Shemaim, because it's broken basketball yoda. He can be also the Shem Shemaim. And as he says, Shem Yolo, Miri, Rosh, Armor, the Hebrew, Shem Moshe, Pirish, Men, Aisha, the Shem Shemaim, but it's broken Hitzkin, Lord Yoda, become Mokam, Yacho, Tivar, O Derek Achesh, Lord of Rosh, Men, Aisha, Gam, Gam, Shem Shemaim. As he goes, broken Gam, Gam, Maskin. But it was going to be very subjective why he had to be Persh, Men, Aisha. So that's something you have to do. Okay. It's a lot of, it's totally, with you, what is your kavana when you did that? So he says, like this, on page 14 on the left side. Where I feel like I got the able lot of, so he says, yeah. It says, third line on the page 14 on the left column, third line. Well, culturally, I'll arrive at a now. Because he's quoting the Raven in the Sefer Eshkol. Well, Shemavur, Simon Shu, Reshkot Bey, who Mishnah Brochus, Chayav Odom, Varach Alara. Shem Shavar Chalatov. Pesh Rashi, Shapesh Hu Besimcha, I feel Gagav the Eilu Lom Lifkos Lios Otsif. Because even for Dovara, when you make a bracha, he has to make it Besimcha. Efter Zeraiver, Ophir Lom Mehach Nadina, Shasa Lashore, Mizeh Hoch, and Tabel Nokra, Valkati Kosher, Rebbe Gmor, Medrash Mashu, the Vasof, Hodu, Amama, Akiva Nicham Tanu, right? The famous Gmor Machis. Achiva nikam tano. If kein eichav shesh and nifshak lo kavazel korkel lishik yashev, rak mekum hase eilaz al smocha shalo tzorach. Bo mshev al tese eilon lios al tzev. There's a question for the Chumar Bais, he might not be able to make simchas, but there's still an issue to be said. But I don't know, some of the Anu Yehudim, for Rabbi Kiva, in Ori Tzorkach Ozir Shonah. But also nearly gaming is a Gomorrah Indian shall talk about Shakos and Lamar, etc. Shmacha was to say, we should have ever been more of a Shah Kedusha. Yeah, it's so shall a Mordas Hashem, it's so shall a Kola Kora, the Echad Mehem, who asks us. Ken Echad Mehem, who has Sikhim Taylor. Ken Nira Mechusha Atzvas, who be the Rabba Ma'od. He said, Atzvas is a very bad meaning. Atzvas is a very bad meaning, to be said. Feel atzvos on averus all the time. Even atzvos on averus are not good. Right? That's a big theme with the Chassidish Sfarim. Atzvos is a bad thing. Even if you did something wrong, atzvos is a bad thing. And then he says, the most kosher is safe from the Kute Amorim. The Atanya Zal. Yeah. So you see, the Marshag is quoting from the Alter Rebbe. It's interesting that he was a Talmud Ram Shik. He had the Tanya. Yuchalavi Chasvashalom feeling they ma'abin atzmal adas. Chasvashalom people can become suicidal with atzvos. Moshe Shemad וגם כמעט ראיזי בעין, וכן מישהו עולו בטבע לא עולו לידי עצרס, חששום ועדה אין עליו חייט, שומע כל פונוגרף להפיק צערה. So he says, so listening to music, even though in Shulchan Aruch it says tzas, but he says, but some people have atzvus. They say this from Rav Hutner, but the Marshag already said. He says sometimes he needs something to get rid of the atzvus. You know, sichem b'teili is also not good. Adam shu olo l'sichem b'teili shu b'teva inu b'alatzvus. By the angel of Israel, the Shmuel called phonograph. Shad me yoseh Israel shall. So what is he saying? That there's some people sometimes you don't need the music, I think he's saying. It's right, you say, if you, some people just could talk. Sikha Mateva. So that person, Taka, doesn't need the music to get rid of the Atsu, so that he shouldn't Taka listen to music. He said, Vada Yeshalov, Yisul Shmoa Photograph. For Shachba Yosha, Yisul Shal, Sonny, Machin Shapir, Magdi, Shazahu, Mishtana, Fi Adam, and Mokhav Azman. You can't just give one rule. He says somebody has to get Shaila Hilchas Ribbis, so it's the same halach of everybody. But Hilchas Atzvus is good for a psychologist to hear, right? You know, everyone's different. Everyone's different. So if a person can get rid of the Atzvus through other means, so be it. But if he needs the cliche,
you go with the lowest common denominator, whatever.
Whatever the need for that person is.
Right.
So he said, "Harachti k'tzas yanki ani yedesh amos kvodu mechapish derech avodas Hashem." Harachti sheyefshar b'zalom klaki lav kol anoshim shavu b'zeh. Alchon v'ver b'maisa nimli yosik divrei tamchoch shemimol shadaitu l'mno milech mukhomus kinesh magen shem olifongev v'mulim shemash v'toin. Mr. Rabbi, listen to this music. He said, I really agree that you should listen to music. He's saying, but there's some people that need it. He says, my natia really is that it's awesome. But for people who need it, then they should use it. So I can't give one blanket statement for the whole world. But for the people who need the cliche, they should use it. The 19th, whatever, El Mogam Sheshli, Bachush, who Poyele, Poyesh. And he says, it's a mitzvah for Sudas mitzvah. He says, no, if there's going to be music, then you don't have to go, unless there won't be a minyan. Both an achem, the daiti in the mitzvah rabba, they should be so lasak with torval, they the hadin, and halachas are sivan, also in Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's better to stay home and learn, really. Some people, they need it. Right? In other words, if you have to do the mitzvah someone else can do, but let him do the mitzvah. You sit home and learn. Oh, so he tells a story that when he was learning by the Rebbe, the Maram Shik, he was about to get married in Marshat. So he wanted a bracha from his Rebbe before, I don't know, the week before, whatever it was, before the chasana. So he said, so he said he shouldn't go to all the. In other words, so he said his grandfather told him that he shouldn't go to necessarily every Suda, every Simcha. So the Maram Shuk said to him, in Yiddish, Loshen Ashkenaz, as men zitz and men learnt, but men kein mol nisht kein charata. Because you'll never have any regret if you sit and learn. So that's what he writes. I mean, Lemaisa, you know, you have to see every, just like he said before, every situation is different because a person also has to make a cheshbon of what his presence at the simcha will give to the simcha. So if you realize that it'll make a difference, you being there, so then there is a, then you should go. If you just be one of a presence not going to make so much of a difference, and then there's a. But he says that that's the, that this idea of permitting music is because atzvus is a terrible thing and it can cause terrible thoughts and sometimes even the worst, meaning being suicidal. That's the worst. So that's why. So that's the Marshag's. But Medina, I guess, you know, his Rebbe, the Maram Shik, already said on the previous page that he really thinks that that you know there's no heter unless it's a fardasa. But the Marshag is giving another type of heter. In other words, just tam, simcha, you know. And he says he quotes from the Alter Rebbe. Right, what does the Alter Rebbe say? Feel atzvus averus, look, even atzvus and averus is not good. That's the derech of the, you know, the Yetzirah that makes a person and that's the idea. And the Marashag has a tshuva here. There's another tshuva. This tshuva that we're just reading is in Chelek Sheni. Then there's another tshuva in Chelek Hamishi. If you look on page 15. So the Marshag is gonna give another hesber to this Indian. So he writes here on page 15. He says, are you allowed to use these contraptions that have music? He says, the Torah, there are three things. Some things are mutter legabri. Person needs it to live, to be healthy. That's one thing. Then you have on page 16, Chelik Beis, with the first arrow is Dover also legabrik, Achilles, the Velus and Trefus. And Gimel is Dvarm Shasum Gamkin. But certain things are going to be not always awesome. Like, treif is always osur, that's pikuach nefesh. But things like this, sometimes it's going to be mutter, but tzarech refua, etc. Who on the shmo kol zemer, who arose dvar schov v'hito b'vur, tzarech v'orolech, etc. So certain things... And then he writes, well, Daiti is near on top but left. He said, the Misha Tzorcha Dover La Parnosa, the Misha Dehate of Benagin, and King Zemra, who Mepharis and Asma, or Yudesh Holach, Lomote Sorin, Benagin, the name is Chai, Mazem Mepharis and Asma, Vade Mutter, Mazem Mazem Mashim Mosh Vaitzim, Mubashim Maram Shik, the Mate Afil and Nagin, the Yemishim Ben Rosh Chodesh of Lomay Tishimov, came into who the Tzorch Parnasosa. Mamish playing the music for Parnassus, that's the prima donna. So he says, Vahashta on the bottom of page 16 and the bottom left. Fashion Fion, Binyan Akli, this there was a new thing, their phonograph was a new thing that they had. He says, E Efshal Hachla Buze Israel Mutsark Vadim Mutter, Bainzer Parnassus, Bainzer Inyanacher. And that's what he said over there. This is, he's repeating what he said before. Sometimes, you know, you just need it because you have access. He says it's better for you to listen to the photographs than to speak Russian to her. But he says the Icarus is Bittul Torah. So if you're not a person who's learning, so then you have other Isser. But the Icarus is a person has the ability to learn and doesn't learn. Pshita du klal. But the Omer Razal, page 17, the Tartios and Karkasios, and the Omer Hem Devei Skok, maybe the Bittul Torah. So things that can cause Bittul Torah, that's an added component, the Bittul Torah element. But it's funny that, you know, he's saying that there is a so there's leeway. It's not there's levels of subjectivity depending upon the, that's what they say, what Gusman would say. He first passes up the person, then he passes the child. So if it's a person who needs these type of things, so even though a person who doesn't maybe shouldn't be involved in it, but certain people need these type of things. So if they need these type of things, then they should be able to use them, even during the 9 days, things like that. Even to listen during the 9 days. Okay, we'll stop here. So tomorrow, Bez Hashem, will continue. Bez Hashem, packet Gimel. Okay, it's great for everyone coming today. Today is, you know, usually people take off and they this, so not to take off is also good with Peter. You know, this is probably just a bit of fire and stuff. So, it's great for all for coming. And we'll be in touch. Call to have a good day.
Call to. Thank you.
Okay, so he'll help me. I go in with Aaron Poole. Where are you running now?
No, I'm here.
You don't have a line now?
No.
You do? Okay. I'm going to show you the thing. Okay. STC. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll find it there. I figured maybe today you have off.
Yeah. That's a thing.
Okay, how going at Sadiq? You doing enough cool look? We should go to Morristown. That's what we should go. We should all go to Morristown.
Thanks.
How is it in Marista? There are places you can stay? You can rent a place in Marista?
It's not, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's actually a gazier there. I'm not sure if you can hear this.
But it's, yeah.